Welcome to the Open Continent Podcast. This is Season 3,
Quarantine Edition.
I'm Gianni, currently socially distancing in Dallas, Texas.
I'm Carla, quarantined in Santa Cruz, Bolivia.
And I'm Leticia, surviving lockdown in London, UK.
Don't forget to wash your hands.
Don't touch your face.
And don't make out with strangers.
And let's jump into today's episode.
Hi, guys. Welcome back to our channel. We are back. Full vibes. Full laughs, as always. I don't know. The intro is always like us laughing.
That's because we just are changed. Even though the world has changed. Let's tell the people what happened in the last episode, maybe a couple of episodes ago. Yes, we did not know that 2020 was going to become
what an epic fail.
When I said that it was a great time in the world, this is not what I meant, okay?
Let me just say that the actual quote was, what was it?
Because I'm feeling it. I'm feeling 2020.
I'm feeling 2020. 2020. No. Scratch that. The quote was, wait, what was it? I feel like there's not a better time or
in the world
for humanity or something.
In the world right now.
Yes, hang on. I will go back and find great. Because it was
luckily I addressed like feminism and all that stuff, not like public health.
Guys, if you don't know what we're talking about, please go back like 10 episodes. All the last 10 episodes is us vibing with the new year and stuff. But right now, update, we're in quarantine.
And once I was listening to the previous episodes, I was like, let's not ruin them. Let's not blow it up for them. Let's let them live their life. Older Leticia, older Carla, younger Gianni. Let her think that this is her time to shine. Let her have that. Let her fail. And let her reinvent herself. So
that's why we're posting them.
That's why we're posting them. That's right.
We'll laugh later. Yeah.
Anyway, my friends, let's address the obvious.
The super obvious.
Yeah.
Super quarantine, corona time. You know the drill.
Coronavirus!
Stay home.
Oh my God, Cardi B.
Stay home. We can stay home, save lives. All three of us.
I have never related more to Cardi B than.
So it actually worked.
Speaking the truth. Wait, what worked?
The quarantine. Oh, like no, wait. I meant it worked our little setup where we do it like we don't actually meet each other. Like we're not physically like in the same space. So our little setup of the podcast. We were already in 2020 when it was.
You're saying that like this is as usual for us, basically.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because people usually like meet up in a, like a recording studio and like do it face-to-face.
Oh, I see. That's true. I almost forgot that that was a real podcasting. This goes up to us, just like you know. Well, that's right. People actually meet out in the world in real life and record.
Yeah.
Stuff. Yeah, that's right. I forgot. Sorry.
So we were ahead of our time. At the moment. Right.
Pioneering, you know?
Saving people's sins.
Where are you guys quarantining right now?
Let's go one by one because this is a topic that I'm really interested about in terms of mental health and all that and how people are doing and coping with it. I've spoken with some friends. You know, some people are handling or feeling about it much better. Some people, and it depends on their personality also, of course. So I really wanna, we've talked about this privately a little bit more, just kind of the news and what's going on, what to do, what not to do, what's the latest findings, you know, all that stuff. But I personally wanna know more how you guys are feeling. And we have a few kind of key points that we wanna address, but I don't know if one of you guys wants to go first.
Well, I live with two people, right? One of them is British, two girls. She's British and a teacher. So as soon as lockdown started, actually a few days before we went into lockdown, and mind you that for me, lockdown means I am only allowed to leave my place to go food shopping or essentials, so pharmacy, things like that, one workout a day. and go to work if I'm an essential worker, which I'm not. So I go food shopping once every week to 10 days, and I work out every day. So I go at least on a walk, or I work out in the park if it's sunny. I go on a run and all of that. So I live with two girls. One of them is a teacher. A few days before we went on a lockdown like this, they closed down schools. So she went home, and then I only had one more. And then we went on lockdown, and then the other one went home with her boyfriend because the boyfriend was going. She's from Hungary, and she doesn't have family or anyone here. Her boyfriend was going to his mom's house. She went with him because he was going to go there for the whole time. And that was around the time where I had lost my sense of taste and smell, which turned out to be apparently...
Allegedly.
Sorry, can we just talk about this? One day we're talking the way we usually talk, and randomly she goes, "You guys, I can't even, I think I lost my sense of taste and smell. It's been like 3 days." And we're like, "Oh, that's weird. Are you sick?" And she's like, "No, I mean, nothing. It's just, it's out of nowhere. I just don't have that.
Not
anymore.
Even like a stuffy nose or anything." Literally,
she's like
woke
eating
up one
onions
day,
on her stories.
Oh, yes. I did eat onions like apples, and I also drank palinka and vodka, and I could not taste it. I knew it was alcohol because the burning is familiar to me. Don't judge. But there was.
But you couldn't taste or smell
at all. Absolutely nothing.
No, but at the time that you told us that, we're like, "That's so weird." Mm-hmm. You know, let it go.
Next day.
Carla's like, "Here's the article." Bam, bam, bam. Younger people, coronavirus, main symptom, this.
Symptoms.
Like, oh, shit.
So I went on 14 days of
isolation
at that point. I didn't go food shopping or anything like that. But when my symptoms first started was a few days before quarantine. It was my boyfriend's birthday. So he was with me and I slept over there. So I was with him and his flatmate. Okay. So I had been exposed to them. So he came over since I was alone to be with me and food shopping, things like that, because I wasn't doing that. So he was fine, and he's not allowed, if he's coming to me or anything like that, to take public transport. He walks 2.5 hours to my house when he comes. So I have been alone now for, this is my 6th week. I'm alone from Monday through Friday. My boyfriend is here on weekends, and he's only here for Saturday and Sunday. Like, he left already. So that's my saving grace, because I've been going a bit crazy, as in I have not seen a single human being other than him for 6 weeks. And how I'm feeling, I'm a loner, so it doesn't bother me that much being alone. But the problem is, I have a lot of energy, as you guys know. And being confined in an apartment where you don't get to leave often drives you crazy. So it kind of eases when he's with me on weekends. But it's also getting to a point where he is literally my only social interaction. I am going crazy. Now, I have gone, like, you go through, I guess, a roller coaster of emotions through the weeks and everything. I have weeks that I have been fine. The weather does change a lot my mood. So if it's a rainy day, I just don't want to be bothered. If it's nice weather and everything, I'm actually okay. Work has been fairly busy. So during the week, if I'm very busy in one day of work, I don't even mind being alone at all. I finally get done with work and everything, go about my own life and stuff. Now, last week, I had one of my toughest ones emotionally, because I had a very long back and forth with my family whether or not I was going to Brazil for the remaining of quarantine. And I think it was a mix of just feeling very alone during the week, knowing that I could be with my family for more than 2 weeks at a time and actually be with them, and the fact that I was meant to go to Brazil at this point anyway. It's going to be over a year and a half. Once we're back, I'm not sure when I'm going to be able to take vacation off and everything. So it was just a mix of everything. I had my period. So it really made me very I don't know, uneasy. And I don't know, hearing from your parents, I think you shouldn't come home is quite hard, even for somebody like me. I mean, do bear in mind that the conversation was very like, do you need to come home? Are you not okay? Mm-hmm. Right. And then I was like, no. And it just came down to, you know, everyone is struggling. Everyone should be doing their own part. And I thought it was very imprudent of me to travel through different airports, have a 10-hour long layover, bring something to my house where I have my grandpa who is very healthy, but nonetheless, 86-year-old. My dad has had a heart attack. Wasn't like health, it was more stress-induced than anything, but medication, they are older, though healthy. And then the amount of people that I could get, that I could bring stuff to in the way, right? So that was it. And then this week, work started slowing down here because I think some people are concerned, like what is going on, uncertainties and everything. And some people think we're just over the hump. So, it's going to get better in like a week or two. Let's wait and see how things are in a week or two. And that slows down my work. And this week has been hard to find motivation to do work. Like I said, I'm a loner, but it does get to be a lot. But I think it's more because of the space. I do bounce a lot. I go on handstands a lot. I have been cooking a lot. And yeah, sometimes I do random ice cream randomly sometimes. Or I just need to get it out of my system. And the other day I was bouncing because I just couldn't deal with it anymore.
I get that. Yeah. Sometimes I feel like your body's not spacious enough to withhold all the emotions that you're feeling.
Exactly.
Gotta, like, let it out somehow. So I get that.
Yeah. And then I go through phases during the week as well. Like, I'm not going to shave. I don't care about life. And then the other day I'm just doing my eyebrows and doing my nails. It's just, you never know what date's going to be like.
I wore a bra yesterday for the first time since this whole thing started, which is like a month and a half, I think, right now.
Oh, I don't know how long it took.
You know what? I either like I'm not wearing a bra or sports bra. That's my extent of that. And I couldn't even find my bra. I was like, I know I used to wear them. Like,
where are they? Oh my god!
And then I did.
Danny.
And then I did. I mean, only, well, I'm not going to give the details, but I tried it without a bra. And let me just say that I had to look for the bra. So yeah.
I was talking to my friend earlier today.
One bra.
I was talking to Casey actually not too long ago. And she was telling me that apparently, and let's quote Casey on this. If you cannot find proof of this, it's Casey lying, okay? Fake news, potential fake news. But she said that. Apparently not wearing a bra is good because when you I'm not talking about free the
you're talking like circulation stuff.
I knew about circulation. Okay. No, so apparently our chest muscles get like weaker because of a bra. They don't hold or anything. I don't know what chest muscles are talking about.
I think we need to fact check.
So they would sag more later in life.
Exactly. So
yeah, I read about that.
But we need to fact check because it's a lot of fat too, you know? So.
Oh my God. I Googled it and literally the picture that comes up is Rachel from Friends and then the article.
Because it's your phone.
That doesn't happen to normal people, Jenny.
No, please. No, can we try it? No, because this is weird. Can you?
Yes.
What am I supposed to
Google?
Let me tell you. Just three
what
words.
You Google?
Chest, muscles, bras. Those are like the three words that I Googled.
So oh my gosh! Yeah. According to the study, the support of bras weakens the muscles in the chest, making the breasts droop. Yes.
I just thought it was hilarious. Like,
the question is, did you get Jennifer Aniston?
I did.
Okay.
It's Jennifer Aniston.
You did it?
I did, yeah.
No, Carla.
No, like in images?
Under all. Google. Yeah.
Yeah.
Under all.
The first thing.
No.
The
first article is bras make breasts sag, 15-year study concludes.
What?
That's my first.
No, Carla, I want to see
medical news today.
Janice, your seven amazing things that could happen when you stop wearing a bra.
Yes.
That's exact mine.
Oh, I put chests. Maybe that's
it. Try again. Chest, muscles, bras.
Oh, I put chest and bra. Okay.
Carla, you don't follow the instructions.
Okay, now I get it. Wait, almost wrote. Yes, because I put like plural for chests and then singular for bra, and I didn't get it. But if you do it the other way around.
The important thing is it all went back to friends, which is the main thing always. God. Great. I'm loving that. Anyway, okay, well, that's it for the day. So congratulations to all the women who have been not wearing bras, I guess.
But don't worry, gravity will catch up to you. You're not. Gravity will catch up to you.
And then, Leah, what's a high and a low that you could say?
Low, definitely last week when we decided not to go, when I decided not to go to Brazil.
Okay.
A high, the cooking has been insane. Baking really? So much and everything. Yeah. Nice. Actually, I would say that we had made Caribbean jerk chicken from scratch today, even the jerk seasoning and everything now for lunch on a one pot. So it was a jerk chicken with rice. It was like a coconut milk, rice with pineapples, bell peppers and everything. Really, really good. So the chicken is very spicy.
This is like a foreign language to me, but I believe you.
It's
everything you just said.
It's a Caribbean dish. I think Jamaica does that quite a lot. But yeah, I would say that my biggest highlight food wise was.
You need to send me stuff with a picture for me to like.
Oh, I will. The baking has been insane, but I barely touched the baking. So cinnamon rolls, cookies, shortbreads, everything. But my highlight is British people are very big on roasts on Sunday. And I had never had one. And we made one from scratch a couple weeks back.
Roast? And it was like chicken or what? Beef? In the oven?
So we did red meat. So they do either, you can do pork, chicken, or red meat. I liked beef. So we just did a big joint of meat and you make it on, it's like a whole day thing, and you just do it on a bed of onions and carrots, and then you do the gravy and all the veggies and everything. Really, really, really good. A few weeks ago I would say that was my highlight. Yeah, and I'm back to running. My body's used to it again, so that's the good part. But yeah, I just don't know. It's been weird. It's like life carries on, but it's on hold. I don't know how to explain.
Yeah.
Everything changed. Like usual things, basic things are like, have new rules for everything. So it's like,
yeah.
I mean, I'm doing the same thing, but like I have to go the long way kind of thing.
Yeah, I don't know. I kind of cannot believe this is happening at the same time. It feels like we're traveling back in time. I don't know. I don't know how to explain, but I cannot. It doesn't seem real. Does that make sense?
That was my feeling in March. Yeah.
It's like, what's going on? Like, I don't know. Yeah. It's just, I sit and I just sometimes think too. I mean, I'm alone, so I do think a lot, but it's just like, what's going on?
Question,
you said you were in lockdown, but like is there like, and you can only leave like once a week, how did they control that? Like is there a cop like going around, or you just like people you're following the rules?
I try to help as much as possible, so I only go food shopping once a week, but it's not a rule. You can leave the house. No. So you can leave the house to go food shopping, exercise once a day, and pharmacy and all of that, of course. That's under grocery and essential stuff, and to work. But the amount of times that you do that a day doesn't matter. Exercise is once a day. But technically, I could go grocery shopping three times a day and whatever. So police is out in the streets. Yes. So for example, today I was exercising and there are a lot of people chilling, sunbathing and things like that. The police comes, brings out the speaker and starts screaming. And then they just come out of the car and then people just start running around like fucking pigeons everywhere. It's just a joke.
So I live by one of the busiest parks here. And a few days after lockdown, people were barbecuing because it was nice weather in the park. So the park got shut down for 3 weeks. It reopened last week. And I went for a run there the day they reopened and they had the horses. So it was very pretty. Like the police got in the horse. But so they are reinforcing, but only on the more obvious places. You can easily find places where you can chill and have a drink and whatnot. I mean, it's hard because if people are not being so stupid about it, like drinking with a bunch of people or barbecuing, okay. But people try to break the rules, but break with a big extension to it, you know? Just, you know that everyone is at home, the weather is amazing and everything, but no one wants to carry this on forever. It's just, I don't know, I think people here took a long time to understand what was going on. I think a lot of people worldwide, that was the case. But I don't know if it's part because the government took a long time here to make anything, to do anything about it or what the situation was. But, and I mean that from people that I work with and people that are from here that just didn't understand why. Because we started working from home a week before our lockdown started. And I went home and I just didn't want to leave or anything like that. And so many people were like, oh no, let's go out. Let's do this. Let's go to the pub and everything. And I was like, no. Like, sure, that is not closed down yet, but that doesn't mean that you should go and do it.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I don't know. A lot of people did frustrate me a lot because, I don't know, it's just some human decency, you know?
True.
Which in a situation like this, you do get to see how people are and everything.
The best and the worst of people, yeah. Some people rise to the occasion, they surprise you. And then I think seeing that type of news online, like the positive news, it's been great. I enjoy it so much. Sometimes it's like so much that I get emotional and I just cry. Like I've been watching videos of New York and I'm just like crying. It's like, I don't know, just like
the music, so frustrating,
and the pictures and the effort and the humanity in it. And it just makes me like, I've been extra emotional for sure. But it does. Well, yeah, I think it does bring either the best in people or the worst. Also, I mean, we've seen also terrible.
I think
videos.
It's like the complete opposite for me here.
Yeah. Like, tell us, how is it for you, Carla?
For us, it's like extremely strict. Like I have never seen anyone ever follow the rules here.
Where are you? Oh, sorry. And who are you quarantining with?
Hi, my name is Carla. I am quarantined.
Hi, Carla. Hi, my name is Carla, and I haven't seen a human being in 20 days.
Do you think this is how like classes are going to start again, like in second grade? Hey, I'm Carla from. Oh my god, sad. Okay,
vibes.
Continue.
Sorry, guys. Okay, wait. I am home in Bolivia. In Bolivia, in my parents' house. So in Bolivia. And here, it's like, I have never seen anyone ever follow the rules. Like, people are a mess.
You know, I always talk about this, like, everyone, like, you know. We just threw out, like, the president. Everything's new. Everything's different. Different vibes. And what I mean with opposite to you, Le, because I haven't heard from Gianni yet, is that here everything is, like, controlled, super controlled. Like, you cannot leave your house. Like, you cannot be, like, you go to jail. The same thing happened from the story you said of, like, people were barbecuing in a park. And they all went to jail. Like, you can't even argue with the cop. Like, the rule is you cannot step on the street. Like, you cannot leave your door of your house for, like, a long time. And then they opened up, like, now you can leave once a week, but only on your day of the week of, like, your ID number. So, like, if your ID number ends in, like, zero, in, like, one or two, you can go out on Mondays. And then, you know, three and fours leave on Tuesdays, etc. And then you can go, like, they open banks and stuff and, like, some, like, things, like, necessities. But other than that, you'd go to jail, like, immediately. Like, there's no even arguing with the cops or whatever. So, super strict. There's some neighborhoods that are, like, completely locked down. Like, my mom's town is, like, locked down. No one can leave at all.
Are they locked, hard to cut you, but are they in lockdown to avoid getting there, or is it because they're really bad?
They're really bad. In, like, some towns, they didn't respect the quarantine, like, to a point where, like, they, what's the word? Like, there was more people than cops in those towns, so they couldn't control the people, and the people were like, I am not staying home. You know what I mean? Like, they were trying to oppose, like, the rules. And by doing that, more cases came up, and it got out of control. So they had to, like, lock them down, and, like, no one comes in, no one leaves those areas. And then it's, like, the military is in those, like, sections. I mean, people are very disobedient here, and, like, I guess it has to be that way. If you don't say that, everyone, like, just does whatever. Like, there's no respect for people.
And also, and the difference in that topic is the fact that I was reading about this also, why some countries are able to enforce a more strict lockdown than other countries. And basically, Western cultures, like Western Europe, also North America, they're, like in the U.S., philosophy. I can speak for them, it goes kind of against the founding of the country, mm-hmm. against their freedom, mm-hmm. against the whole thing. So, and people are... it's almost like you can't take away this basic value from people's lives that they've, it's who they are. And, mm-hmm. but also what does that mean? You know, there's people like Len, myself, that were told this, please help us, you know, mitigate and all that. And just help it control the situation, I guess, in terms
of avoid the spread of like,
avoid the spread. Thank you. That's
what I'm looking for. Social distance.
Yeah. Yeah, so, and there's people, mm-hmm. like, many great people who listen to that and really go by the rules and obey it and, like, really just go out for 1 hour and take a walk and really go to a grocery store only when they need it and things like that. But then there's definitely the people that, Leticia, you said it, barbecuing. I've seen it also. I'll get to that later. But I don't know. It's kind of like you hope that people are educated enough also to make the right choice with what's happening. I think in third world countries like ours in South America, it kind of shows that, yeah, like you said, Carla, like either it's super strict or people just don't obey it. Like there's no in between. You have mm-hmm. to mm-hmm. impose a very strict lockdown for it to work. And in some countries, they actually really, really worked. Paraguay is an example of that. They've been mm-hmm. like the number one country. The New York Times posted about it on how they controlled the whole disease. But anyway, let's go back to Bolivia and how you're feeling.
Yeah, well, we're in like complete lockdown, but it hasn't, I mean, they have, how'd I say it? Like every day in the news at like certain hours, they keep you updated. Like for the first time, they're doing like kind of a good job, I guess. Like, everyone is actually working towards this. Like, everything else is paused. And, like, slowly it's been getting, like, better. Like, I mean better in the sense of, like, you can go out. But for, like, certain jobs, there's, like, the permits and everything. Like, there's, like, structure that I had never seen here. That's why I feel, like, I'm telling you guys as if this was, like, new discovery in the world, and like the rest of the world work this way, but this does not happen here.
No, but so we're like, feeling. We know
they
the feeling.
Actually we know the us, feeling. Like, what's going on? Like, you can, like, they're giving like bonuses as well as like they were giving, I know, in the US, I'm guessing in the rest of the world, but like, they're trying to help Yeah, they're stimulating the economy. They're giving out a lot of places like food and like equipping hospitals like crazy. So, I mean, many positive things. So on my side, yes, it's very, 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 very controlled and restrictive, but I am feeling very good. Like they have taken away the fear. We're working towards something. Like when you have like sort of a plan in mind and it's not fear overpowering, it does make you feel better. So every day it's like, I know we're working towards something. So it's like, I'm not feeling that.
So would you say that you guys are over the hump? You're slowly going back to normal now?
I mean, like, because it's like such a poor country. There's so much to do.
Yeah.
But it's positive as in like we are holding hands, working towards something, but we're like barely going up the hill, you know?
Yeah.
Like there's so much to do.
You know what I think? Brazil has been a bit special within the bigger countries in South America, where things are all over the place because federal government is saying one thing, whereas mm-hmm. governors are saying others. But in general, I think South America, I wouldn't say overreacted, that's another word, got restricted quicker than Europe and US and other countries, because I think a lot of people were afraid of what would happen if we got very badly hit, like one of, like Spain has been or Italy, when we don't have infrastructure for that, the public health system doesn't have infrastructure for that. So I think everyone just, initially, a lot of people are saying that Colombia was overreacting or things like that because they shut down quite quickly. I think right around the time that Paraguay did and everything, like very quickly. And I think it's to avoid getting to a point where the system will be so overwhelmed that there will be no way it's not like some of the richer countries where they can just go around and move the budget around and things mm-hmm. like that. So I think that we were way more cautious, and that's why we are so strict. Plus, as South Americans, we don't really know how to follow rules unless they are really imposed. So mm-hmm. I think you said it well, Jenny. I think that's what I've been feeling. I feel like a lot of countries here in Europe, the ones around us, they started making changes once it started getting worse. Of course, I'm not trying to say that I'm better than any of the doctors that are the ones doing the research and reading upon the data and making the decisions and telling what prime ministers and presidents should do. That's not what I'm trying to say whatsoever. But it feels like it was a bit of a delay in a lot of the countries. And I just wonder myself, if that's because they kind of have the luxury versus a third world country or, mm-hmm. sorry, underdeveloped country. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, correct. 100%. That was the whole tactic, I think, of all of South America. Kind of like, we need to prevent this because we cannot handle it. We know it's going to be way worse if we don't do this.
To be clear, no country was ready for this, you know? Like, not even the unsophisticated country was ready. But what we're trying to say is, like, we would have been obviously in a much more, like, exactly what Leo also was saying. We don't have money that we can move around. We don't have necessarily a plane that can just like go to China and bring like protective equipment for like $1 million. Like we don't have that, you know. We have a few specialized doctors. If they get sick, like it's over. Our whole country will literally disappear it's a lot, even a lot more complicated than for many developed countries. We can develop probably vaccines. We don't have the scientists who, you know, are given the opportunity to even get to a lab to even try to attempt to develop a vaccine, or develop testing and things like that. We rely a lot on the World Health Organization to get supplies for testing for previous vaccines and many, many things like that. So yes, we had no other choice than that's what the health minister from Paraguay was saying. You know, I think we shut down at the same time as Italy, and I'm guilty of this. All of us, my friends, everyone I knew in Paraguay, were like, this is too much. Like, we're like mm-hmm. the first country in like South America. We're like, really? Like, no, this can't be. Mm-hmm. Like, literally, we had two, I don't know. Like, a handful of people infected and we shut down. And then now in retrospect, I'm like, oh my God, thank God we did. Like, I take my hat off for this, you know, this guy is like amazing. And, but yeah, exactly. We had no other choice. Like, there's nothing.
I was, I'm not going to remember where I read this or if it was in a podcast, and I don't remember, but I think it was in a podcast. I was, somebody from the US, if I'm not mistaken, they said that the only way we're going to know that our quarantine worked is if we are questioning why we even did it. Because if you feel it worked, if you're wondering like how, why do we do this, or it could have been way worse and everything, that's when you know that it worked.
Mm-hmm.
Because otherwise, it's just like, I forget what, how it was quoted, but it was like, you know, it's
it working. Made you reflect.
Not in that sense. It was more like, you know, that the restrictions have worked because it could have been way worse. So if you sitting now here and thinking, oh, why did we go on lockdown for 3 weeks when it wasn't even as bad as they projected to be? It wasn't as bad as they projected to be because we were on quarantine.
Yes. Okay. Now I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
Carla, I want to know how you're feeling with, like, how is it for you being quarantined with your family? How is that dynamic working? Because that's a lot of time that you're all spending together, probably in one house.
Yes, it works very good because we all have like separate spaces where we can like separate as well. Like, we get along well, of course. Everyone has like a day that we cook. Everything's like harmonious. Like, my dad has his little study room where he can like leave. I can go to my room. My mom can stay in her room. My brother has like, he lives like in the back of my house. Like, if he had like another house. So we have our separate spaces, and that actually is like healthy mentally. Like, we don't have to be like all day talking about like the news and like watching the news or whatever. But it has like brought up a side of us, like I love cleaning and organizing. Like, what? That is not like, I, you know what I mean? Like, it's just a very different mindset. Like we get a lot of help in the house, and now it's like, my mom never, ever, ever, ever cooked in her life.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I didn't care about cooking. Like, I don't mind it. I didn't mind it before. But we thrived this quarantine. I can do many things now.
Ice cream.
And I like it. Yes, I do. I do, like, random things. I'm like, I mean, I prep for the next day for the meals. At first, it was a struggle because, like, all you say to yourself is, like, damn, we eat all freaking day because we had to do breakfast and then clean everything and then do lunch and then clean everything.
Oh my God. And afternoon. Dishes.
Damn,
I
like,
do it loads, like, every day. I live by myself. Like, how do I?
Do you guys feel like you are always in the kitchen? Because I do.
I mean, I live in an apartment. It's a pretty, I mean, yes.
Yeah, but, you know, like, don't you sometimes go back to cook and you're like, I literally have just been here cooking.
Oh, okay.
Yes, that was at the beginning of the quarantine, that was all I felt, was like super overwhelmed with, like, mostly because I didn't know how to do the things, you know. It's like, I hate it because when I don't know how to do it, but then, like, when you like find it easier to do, it's like mentally you're like, okay, I just have to do it. Like, I don't have to ask so many questions of like, do I do this this way or whatever? Plus, we're a lot of people. I mean, we're 4 people here. And so when you cook, you do like more food. But everyone has been cleaning up after themselves. We all do our rooms, like sweeping and then mopping. Yeah, we all have our roles. So
that works. Is your daily routine different every day for you? Or?
I mean, it's like completely, like 100% different, but I feel so much better. So much better. I mean, I do my bed.
Okay. That's a first.
Let's starting strong.
I'm not kidding. I cleaned my whole room. There's no trash. Like, all my drawers, everything. It's like very minimalistic, I guess. I like got rid of everything that I kept like hoarding. My bathroom, my closet, everything. It's like, I don't know. It's strange. I don't know if this will continue.
Marie Kondo? Okay.
No, Marie Kondo on another level. Like, I now want... Un poroto, entonces. Yeah, I no. I have, like, tips for Marie Kondo.
Oh, you went there. She went there.
Guys, if you could see my cart on Amazon... I mean, low-key, I'm, like, happy, but then I'm, like, also, like, I just aged,
calls
like,
herself 20 years. A minimalist.
No, I...
keeps everything virtually, but...
not hoarding, like, stuff that doesn't make sense. So, like, if it makes sense...
Please let me inside this world of what is important for Carla these days. What is...
Let's
please.
Hear it. Let's hear it.
So,
give us an example, please.
So, does new Carla think... Kim Kardashian's phone case with the lights all over it. Is that a necessity or is that a commodity? No.
Is that an essential?
No, that's like a treat.
Or is it non-essential?
Does he bring you joy?
I don't even think about that. So that's like a big thing. I mean, I barely watch shows. I watch them at night, but like I'm not thinking of like trendy things if that like that would be the category of the phone case.
She has a Hydro Flask.
But that was like 4 years ago, 3-4 years ago. You have to see my Amazon cart. Like, there's these like containers for like when you cut an onion. And you're not gonna use the whole onion. There's like the onion container. There's the tomato container. Oh my God, you guys, like the spices rack, the shelf organizer with like that is like what's the word? I don't know. Organization things.
Organization. Are you going to be like, this is how you organize your pantry?
I'm living the extra life, basically. But, like, I just aged, but like, 10 years.
I'm very confused as to how we went from I'm a minimalist person, it's just in my car, to I'm living the extra life.
I didn't say a minimalist life. But I just, like, cleaned my room, like, taking away everything that I was, like, hoarding. That was, like, my explanation for that.
Okay. So hoarding has disappeared.
Yeah.
I've gathered another bag of donation clothes.
I have so many, like,
Carla, I have to show you. What has been the most difficult part of this whole thing for you?
I guess at the beginning, just, like, adapting to so many changes at once. Like, mm-hmm. like my life really changed. I mean, I'm happy all like what I'm explaining to you guys, but like you had to adapt like real quick if you wanted to like make it work. Like we had to set the roles. Like everyone has to do their part, do this, water plants. Like we needed to split like the things to do because it was like everyone lives here. So we have to like figure it out. Plus like emotionally, I guess like, with like work and things like how to figure it out because like my mom owns like a boutique and like you have to dress like you have to try the clothes so that's like completely out of the question like what will happen completely closed. So she's getting very stressed with that so mentally I'm like how do I support her so we're doing like I'm trying to help her out with like what's coming in, trying to make catalogs or something for when it, like, if it goes back to regular life, like, how she will be able to, like, promote it or, like, help her because she's, like, bad with technology and, like, I'm not a graphic designer or anything, but, like, this whole quarantine has shown a lot of brands and people, like, how important it is to, like, have presence online and, like,
yeah,
it is a big part of our life. How to reach people, you can reach more people that way and stuff. I mean, I don't know if I'm explaining myself.
It's definitely a time for people. I mean, we need a lot of innovation. We need a lot of like thinking outside the box.
Mm-hmm.
Because if we wanna, like you said, for your mom and her store, and we all gotta be thinking of new ways, creative ways to continue
to adapt.
Having an income, to adapt.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I agree.
So I think that was the hardest thing, like changing life completely. I mean, I could go for hours, but like I have.
Yeah. Last question for you, Carla. What are you looking forward the most?
I'm looking forward
to ask that question.
I'm looking forward to, like, I have so many projects for work right now, and everything's like, I finally feel like busy in that sense. And my brother moved to my farm, like he's basically living there, so many things are getting done, and I have a lot of work, like we have new projects, so like I'm excited for execution. For that. Yes, and we are Love considered that. An essential because of like
nice.
Food.
Yeah,
like we
like farming,
food yeah. for like the city. Yeah, so we have a pass, like he can come and like we can transit and like move and work, and like we're fine in that sense. We were affected yeah. with like my mom's business and other businesses, but like my work projects are, I mean, they're a lot in a way, like progressing, so that's making me happy.
That's good.
And everything yeah. in the house, like yeah, like organizing everything, I feel like I'm feeling like I am, this is not the right word, but like useful. Like I struggled a lot with like doing things that I liked that were also like going towards something.
Yeah, like you find yeah. yourself with a purpose.
Yeah, I used to fill my day with a lot of busy work that wasn't like towards something. It was like, oh, I just have to do it.
Yeah,
I deep cleaned our kitchen. I deep cleaned our living room to a point that honestly, no one is even allowed in this apartment anymore without taking their shoes off at the door. Now, from now on, I bought all kitchen cookware, new, a whole set of pans and saucepans. The other day, I went on this whole conversation. I got a new bed and mattress.
Literally.
You know what? Like, I've been spending so much time here that I need this to be good.
Yes. Yes. I mean, yes. We're not coming in and traveling. So, yeah, I get that.
So I had a
stimulating the economy.
Exactly. So. I had fairy like India, and China's probably, because that's where probably where freaking thing came from. But my
container.
Oh my God. I know what you're doing. I know what you're talking about. Carla, I'm sorry. Okay. This is so not minimalist that I'm not even going to get
it. I know.
Don't even get it.
I know.
I'm not going to get it.
I was talking about the room. Okay, go.
This is the most Carla thing that you would do. Claim that this is being minimalist or something and go on Amazon. Like, Carla, this is the excuse you have been waiting for since college. An excuse to order everything off Amazon and be okay because you're stimulating economy.
Okay, first hi. Wait, we haven't talked about Janina.
Yeah, Janina.
Hi, I'm Gianni. I'm from Easton, PA.
No.
No. I am Gianni, though. I'm quarantining by myself in Dallas in my apartment. When I said that I wanted to live alone, this is not what I meant at all. I've had zero human interaction, no partner, no friend, no roommate, nothing, zero, 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 which isn't new for me. I'm definitely very social and an extrovert, and apparently even when I was by myself, I was always doing things. Apparently I was never like a homebody. Apparently I've learned this also, like even I would go out for dinner by myself and just sit at a restaurant and like eat. I would never even take it to go. I was like, I want to sit here and be in peace and quiet and like be on my phone if I want to, or on a phone call. So I definitely did that a lot also. So it's been such an adjustment for me. I mean, oh my God, like you guys said, everything changed. March was, I'm also the kind of person who like when something is happening, wants to know everything about it. And I like consume the news like not on a healthy level, and like researched everything and like article. And like, I mean, I already like doctors, when I go to the doctors, they laugh already at me because I throw like I use all medical terms. Like I don't use like regular terms for like for like pills. Like I use like the drug, like the actual name, the actual doses. Like they're like impressed, honestly. But that's, I mean, that's a obviously like a sign of anxiety also. They have to know everything and like understand everything. So that was March, and I've started in April. I said, this is too much. I want to know what I have to know, check in with the news in the morning, check again at night in the evening, and then that's good enough, because it was going to drive me insane. My work, I am working still, which is great. Feel very fortunate. I'm working from home, and my company, our business is considered essential because we basically produce the printing machines that then, printing presses, I should say, that then print the items, all the items at the supermarkets. So definitely essential, but because I work in the finance department, I'm not required to go in. I can just do it from home, which has been really nice. I am able, in terms of my daily routine or weekly routine, I am working more hours because we have, I mean, I've had more work lately. I wake up 7:58, start working at 8 a.m. that's me. Put on my little glasses, start responding, catching up, see what I have to do that day. About 8:30, I get up, you know, make a coffee, drink some water. Well, I drink water before, but make some coffee, go back down, continue. During lunch now, I take a shower, which is like my best. Like, I love my lunch now. I eat and take a shower all in, you know, in like an hour.
All together. Eating with together. Sit down in the best eating her the pasta. Master, like, there was a meme that was like that. It was like, oh, quarantine, I'm loving it. And it's this little puppy just in the tub, just eating their noodles and whatever.
I haven't done that, but that's I haven't seen that either, actually. And then I go back to work, and I work usually overtime. Then I leave and I go for my daily walk. I think the fact that I'm allowed to go outside and work out really saves me. Like, yes. I said, I'm not exposed to anything external. Like, I don't even have a balcony. Literally, I have one window that I could open and get some sunlight. Otherwise, I am the only living thing inside my apartment, which is crazy to think about. Like, I don't have a pet. I don't have plants. I am working on that, by the way. I've applied, yay, and got accepted for fostering a puppy, which I'm so excited about. I'm so excited.
When?
It's been 2 weeks already since I did that, so I'm waiting for the right match, too. They have to contact me, which I'm, like, literally, I could cry of just, like, thinking about that because I love dogs so much. But anyway, but I'm the only literally living organism within my apartment, so going outside and, like, feeling the sun on my skin already feels amazing. Like, that I used to dread, I think, working out. Like, sometimes I would get home and I'm like, I'm so tired, I've been working all day, like the last thing I want to do is go to the gym. But now this is all I'm looking forward to. Like,
that's how I feel day. Exactly.
But, you know, just trying to keep myself busy. Luckily, I'm working a lot. I've signed up for online classes. I call my friends a lot. I've been, like I said, the working out is really good. I've been calling my dad every day, well, almost every day, which that used to be more like a once every 5 days or once a week type of thing. So that's something really positive and something that I look forward to and they look forward to. I'm worried about them. They're worried about me. I think it's a very weird thing to not be experiencing with your family, to be, that feels like, I mean, I don't want to be dramatic and say that the world is ending because, you know, it's not, I don't think, but to have
Let's talk in 3 months again.
Well, yeah, let's talk in 3 months. Yeah, exactly. Let's play this back again.
I feel like it's such a great time for the world.
To have such a threat to human life and not be with your closest people feels weird, I think. But, you know, I'm also sick and tired of being isolated and locked and in quarantine, but I'm trying to keep myself busy. And I think
in the end, I have good days and I have bad days. It's just really how
I
it
agree.
Is.
Yeah.
The most challenging thing for me has been the idea of who am I without my family, without my friends, without my hobbies that I love to do, without my job. I mean, I have my job, but I'm not going into work and I'm not having that like workspace. Yeah, like the work interaction that I have every day. So who am I without any of those things? You know, that has been challenging. And but the positive is that it's kind of related to that also, that even though I live by myself and technically I'm young and healthy and I don't think, you know, I'm still doing, and even though it sucks the way I'm feeling, I'm still doing my best. Like, I'm still doing my part in society, even if it's minimal, even if I'm not a healthcare worker, even if I'm just following the rules and trying to do my best. And I think I, at the end of the day, I feel proud of that, because it'd be so easy for me to make myself feel better. Like, I could just go to the lake, you know, mm-hmm. and just try to, I don't know, there's many things that I could be doing that I choose not to. To be a good citizen.
And yeah, I've been trying to do that, and also I give myself a pat on the shoulder, and I'm like, you know what, I'm happy that I'm gonna, like, for example, I'm running out of food. I should go food shopping today or tomorrow for myself, right? But then we cooked and it turned out to be more food, and I definitely have leftovers for tomorrow. I was like, you know what, I'll save the planet one more day. I'm now gonna go food shopping on Tuesday. So it's just little things.
I go grocery shopping once a month. So I've been once in March and I've been once in April. I'm running very low, but May is around the corner, guys. So May 1st will be there. So that's good. I think I can tell that this has affected me also, because I've noticed that my brain kind of reverted back to when I was a kid. And I noticed that because, like, Friday night, like this... Like, this past, like, I noticed the first time by my grocery shopping experiences. Like, before, you guys knew already what I got. Like, very basic things, like to make a salad, like fish, eggs, almond butter, fruit, yogurt, basic. Now, I went there, I was, like, buying ice cream, brownies, cookies. Pizza. I honestly eat pizza every, I know this is probably unpopular also, every 3 months when I go out to eat. I'd never buy it and have it for myself and make it every day. But I think my brain is going back to when I was little, because I used to do this. If I buy alcohol, I buy like vodka with like a soda or something. That's my go-to. No, this time I went and I got Smirnoff Ice green apple flavor. Because it's what brought me happiness at one point in time.
That's what I was going to say. That's what I was going to say. I think we hold
little
on to
boosts
things that...
of like...
Yeah, exactly. It's
just what's the serotonin or endorphins or something? It like boosts like something
I
that brings you joy.
Yeah, in my brain, that either feels safe or has some positive memory related to it. So I think this is why I'm doing this. Then Friday night, I started like painting, grabbed a whole cardboard, painted the shit out of the sign, like, what's it called? Glue, glitter, like I haven't done that. I swear to God, probably since sixth grade, like full on, just like art vibes. I mean, I don't own any coloring books. Like I also don't understand what's happening to me.
You're reverting.
I think I'm going back to being a kid. It's really what's happening.
Yeah, we're so in sync. I went to the store and bought like, what do you call it? Like lienzo to paint, and like paint and brushes and stuff, because I need to do something random that doesn't require that much thinking, and you can just like vibe for a little bit.
Yeah.
Do you?
I did something really interesting, actually, guys, that I don't think I've told you, but I went on this, there's a name for it, but I went on this, it's basically like an online meditation group, and it was all with women who are quarantining alone and how we've been feeling and all that, and oh my god, it was so moving. Like, or tears and all that. I mean, I'm not allowed to share, of course, like personal details from other people, but just to, I know one person who's going through the same thing I'm going. And, but this person is very much like an introvert, and she's actually like, in a way, not, I don't want to say enjoying quarantine, but she's coping with it quite well. So technically I don't know anyone who's in my same exact boat. So hearing them, and they're from all over the country, and some people international actually. So just listening to every story, like different stories from different women going through this, was, it just really gave me the strength to keep going for sure. And then what I'm looking forward to the most, oh my God, I don't know. I think I was telling this to my dad the other day. I feel like I've grieved already all the major events that I had that I wanted to do this year. Like it was my last year in Dallas. You guys know that I love to travel. I have a ton of trips planned, but apart from that, I had like activities, like restaurants that I wanted to try before I left, like local things, international things, like my best friend was getting married in New York, and that was like a whole trip with all of our friends. And then we were also getting like all those major, a famous comedian that I've been waiting for her to go on tour, you know, but all those things I've kind of grieved already. And I mean, I have to say that, of course, it doesn't compare to what people are going through, what many other people are going through. But I think grieving the little things has been a little even harder in a way. Like the other day I found this, air mattress box that I forgot that I did that, but I had bought that early this year because I had so many friends visiting me, and I was like, I want them to sleep okay and like get the best. And I was like, and I saw that, and I was like, now no one is gonna get to use this, and I did it for them. And like, I don't know, that little things like that that bring me you know, just sadness, I guess, in the moment. But so what I'm looking forward the most is not necessarily those big trips or big life events. It's more literally like getting coffee with a friend, having dinner with my family, getting to talk to people, engaging with people. I haven't talked to anybody.
That's yes, so funny. Exactly.
I'm a very
touchy person. You guys know that. And it's just like me seeing someone and not being able to do something. It's kind of like something is wrong. And
it
then
got
I don't
to the point where when I'm conferencing for work, I have no shame anymore. But if they like answer my phone call and they're not showing their like themselves,
their video,
I'm like, hey, can I see you? This is the most human interaction that I'll have all day.
Yeah.
And they laugh and they open their camera, and it's a great moment. And like, I was like, I know you guys like live with people, maybe, I don't know, but this is all I'm getting for the day. So you can just like open up your camera, that'll be if you want, you know. Anyway, so that has been so far the situation for me.
I didn't ask you, what are you technically allowed to do, like, legally? Mm-hmm. Like, you can leave the premises.
I think it's pretty much like in London. Yeah, for Leticia. Basically they trust you to follow the rules. I'm allowed to go grocery shopping, but of course they encourage you to stock up every time you go, so you avoid going multiple times. You're allowed to go to the liquor store and get alcohol. You're allowed to exercise for an hour outside. Pretty much allowed to do anything you want to do. Actually, on Friday, I saw a lot of people not following the rules, which made me nervous, but a lot of people also doing the right thing for sure. So I have a question for you guys. Do we think that, the question is, do you think we human beings, are we going to change after this? Or are people going to be the same once this is all over?
Honestly?
Yeah, no, honest. I mean, yeah, honest answer.
Honestly, really. I would love to think that people would change. And I think a lot of people might. But I think, just by seeing the majority of people not being able to abide by the current rules, I sadly don't think as global population we will. It's very sad because this is...
I mean, I think humanity as a whole, like, we're just focused on making money.
Mm-hmm.
It's like very commercial, like that won't change. So like they'll figure like things, like businesses will change direction. Everyone like about themselves, like, I just need to make more money and I need to get ahead of the game. So that is just like in our minds. So I don't think that will change, like, and that's for a whole nother episode. But I do think a lot of people have changed. I mean, I personally have changed a lot. Like, everything has changed. So it depends on what change you're talking about.
I mean, like, are we going to take care more of our ecosystem? Are we going to be kinder to other living organisms in our planet? Are we going to pay attention to healthcare more? Are we going to give, you know, are we going to value more all the frontline workers that for so long they were thought of? The Pope that said this, you know, he said, it's so nice now to see how, you know, in the past we used to have, you know, on the cover of the magazine, like, all the superstars and actors and actresses and, of course, very talented, gorgeous people. And not that they don't deserve it. That's not what I'm trying to say. What I'm trying to say is, you know, the person who's bagging your groceries, the person who's delivering you the mail, the person who's dragging out the ambulance, like, those are all just as important and just as talented and just in a different way. So it's nice to see them on the cover of magazines.
I agree, and I hope 100%. That they do, but I'm also slightly concerned, I think that a lot of people that have been talking about it and saying this is planet Earth crying for help or all of those different things are people that already have their eyes open to that. Good and thing, not yeah. people that mm-hmm. have decided to be ignorant towards that and suddenly yeah. had a change of heart, unfortunately, because mm-hmm. I don't know, I'm taking this time. Honestly, I have had the most stressful beginning of a year that I've ever had. And it just started going lower, 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 and lower, and lower. So in all honesty, I have been doing really well during quarantine. Better than a few weeks leading up to quarantine. That's for sure. And I've decided that I would work on myself on a lot of things. By taking online courses, by finally, after years, working the amount of hours that I get paid to work. And really putting myself first. And I wish that more people would take that time to really improve themselves for themselves, because I'm sure that, I mean, I at least have somebody that comes here and I have, you know, company for 48 hours out of the 7 days of the week. But apart from those 48 hours, it's me, myself, and I, right? I don't interact with other people. I go food shopping every now and then. If I'm not comfortable with myself, who will be comfortable? You know, like, if I'm not comfortable in my own skin in a situation like this, I'm very thankful that I am. And, you know, but a lot of people are not. And it's been quite a tough time for people like that. But it's also a good time to kind of do some reflection and reconnect with family, with friends, and all of that. And that's something that I've been seeing from my yoga classes and some of the other things that we still meet up. The support that I've been seeing from friends is just amazing, or from different mm-hmm. groups, not even friends, some from groups that share some type of common, I don't know, interest with me. People are being way more. So in that sense, I think that, yes, we might walk up with a better world, but I also think that a lot of those people are people that already had their eyes open to begin with. I'm just hoping that they will be able to, I don't know, bring at least one extra person in with them or something like that.
There's a lot of people. Let's take in account that there's Generation Z. Gen Zers, like, they had no idea how the world worked. I mean, we, like, millennials got, like, the old vibes and, like, the new world kind of thing. Like, we saw it all happen. But I feel so many kids were disconnected with, like, the reality of life. Essential workers, like, essential life things that we have to do and work on. So I think they're going to get a positive impact of this. Like, a stop on their, like, how do I say it? But I think that this is going to be beneficial to the new generation. Disregarding like the economic problems that are coming. I don't think we were giving like the priority on like, I don't know if that's the word, but like so many things were not taught to the new generation that are essential.
I think it was a big reality check to a lot of people, to be completely honest.
Oh my God. Yes. I feel like we as humans, we thought, and I'm not saying we, the three of us, I'm saying like in general, mm-hmm. humans, like we thought that this could never happen in 2020, yes. that we had come so far, that we were so highly mm-hmm. skilled, that we have doctors who only look at your lungs and they're the best at it, that, you know, that this never happened. Like, how could it happen? Like, we are exactly. so above every other living organism, every other yeah. living being.
Like, in you this only world. See these in a show.
Yeah, that we it could never, right? And then once it happens, and once we're living what we're living, and we're fragile, and we see how, what's the term that I'm, how, term I'm looking for? Yeah, how human life is so fragile that, and we see all these other animals like thriving, like how much better they're doing without us invading their space all the time. Mm-hmm. And I think that is a mm-hmm. big ass reality check. Let me tell you.
I think so too.
Yeah. I don't know. You know what? I'm going to be hopeful. I agree with what you guys are saying. I think some people will change, many people will not change. I also hope that the people that do change, that is not just in the short term, that I hope that they don't forget like a few months later what we've been through. And I will choose to believe that, yeah, I'm choosing to believe that people, many of them, that they will change, because I can't fathom the thought of putting so much effort into what we're living and for us to come out the same.
Yes,
my heart and my brain can't take that. In order for me to continue, I need to believe that people will change. So thank you for coming to episode one of this quarantine series that's about to develop.
Yes,
we just had to get it out of the way, how we were feeling, what we were doing, where were we and all that. But you know, we're gonna bring out other stuff as we continue.
Bye guys, thank you for listening.
Wash your hands, stay home.